With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Firefighters scramble to make further progress against wildfires that have killed at least 24 people in the Los Angeles area, as forecasters again warn about dangerous weather, including high winds in coming days. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone says the wind is expected to pick up.
Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. The Los Angeles County Fire Department is prepared. These winds, combined with low relative humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County very high.
The death toll now stands at 24. At least 16 people are still missing. Authorities fear that number could easily rise. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says not everybody who took part in the January 6, 2021 riot on Capitol Hill should be pardoned. He spoke to Fox News.
We're very much committed to seeing the equal administration of law, and there are a lot of people, we think, in the wake of January the 6th who were prosecuted unfairly. We need to rectify that.
Vance told Fox News those who took part in violence should not be pardoned. The South is finally starting to thaw out.
The South is slowly warming up after a freezing winter storm cut electricity, delayed airline flights, and shut schools. Snow and ice is melting in southern states, such as North and South Carolina and Georgia. Duke Energy says power has been restored to the Carolinas, where tens of thousands of customers lost electricity over the last few days. Airport officials in Atlanta say all roadways and parking lots have been cleared of snow after about 1,000 flights were canceled on Saturday. Atlanta got about 2 inches of snow. Last week, as much as 7 inches of snow fell in some spots like Memphis, a city that usually sees less than 3 inches of snow a year. I'm Donna Water.
And this is SRN News. Some good news for pro-life groups in Canada.
The resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and an order for new elections has killed all current bills on the agenda for the Canadian Parliament. That includes a measure promoted by Trudeau that would have stripped tax-exempt charitable status from any pro-life organization or Christian ministry that advocated against abortion. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are hoping the Conservatives will win in the Canadian elections, ending years of Liberal hostility toward the unborn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. The unanimous opinion reinforces the state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws anywhere in the country. New Mexico has also become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies, and they travel to that state to get it done. This is SRN News. China's exports in December grew at a faster pace than expected. Here's the BBC's James Wickham.
China says its exports rose by more than 7% last year, with the total value exceeding $3.4 trillion. It's a rare bright spot in a general tale of woe for China's economy, with a weak domestic market being held back by sluggish consumption and a prolonged crisis in the property sector. It seems the recent surge in exports may partly be down to people trying to get ahead of any future tariffs on China imposed by the incoming Trump administration in the US.
That is BBC's James Wickham reporting. And President-elect Trump has pledged to raise tariffs on Chinese goods and close some loopholes that exporters now use to sell their products more cheaply inside the U.S. His plans would likely raise prices in America and could squeeze sales and profit margins for Chinese exporters. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.